Hello, everybody. I'm Aslan Javandi. That is the man of the hour, most every hour when we do these things, recruiting chat. It's Michael Langston. Welcome into the WarChant.com recruiting chat with Michael Langston, part of the WarChant.com family right here on YouTube. Jeff Cameron Show, Seminole Headlines, Wake Up WarChant, and then this very right here show that we're going to do for you right now. Sunday Smash as well. Can't forget about that. Subscribe is what I'm trying to say. Subscribe to the YouTube channel so you can know what's going on, when it's going on, and all the details in between. Michael Langston, how are you? Tell them what they can do to really show some support.
Well, I'm fantastic. We're live. This is awesome. Hit the like button for us, guys. Certainly helps promote all our different features that we do, both recruiting or team related. And certainly we want to do more things for you guys and doing these things consistently. So they helped us hit the like button, and that'll get the word spread and go from there.
I mean, it doesn't matter when or where. The spotlight goes up. Rob Rathbun shows up and just drops 50. Rob, come on, man. Thank you, Rob. $50. Happy New Year to you and yours, Rob. Man, hope your health's making a turn for the better, man. We certainly appreciate you joining us every single time we seem to be doing one of these shows, Rob. So great to hear from you. I'll see if I can find a question from him and maybe pop it up here on the screen. But Michael, what's going on this weekend in terms of visitors? And I mean, this is 2023 time, right? Like we gotta turn the page and look ahead, right?
Yeah, most of it is. You'll see some kids pop in the next few weeks before signing day that might be high school kids that are 2022, but there's gonna be, it'll be a handful of them. It won't be a few, it'll only be a few, but certainly we already put a list up of guys we're expecting this weekend. And see on the PRB guys, a list of it's around 15 to 20 kids. So it's not a junior day, but it's I don't even know if they're doing per se junior days, but I know they're hosting several weekends in the month of January, or as many as they can get. And certainly, they're trying to get as many kids as they can for the 2023 class. Good group of guys already coming in. Check out the list. It's on the PRB for everyone to see. And so, yeah, they're hosting some guys. We'll keep an eye on if there's some transfer guys that could visit. They might mix those guys in. You never know how that works, but, it could happen. So that's what I'm kind of keeping an eye on. So that's what I'll be out there at Moore and FSU, and we'll see who shows up.
Yeah, man. Mike Norvell in Florida State released their 10 latest additions, high school guys, transfer guys. Like, these are all, we knew these guys, but that's all official now. And I think everybody's enrolling early other than Jalen Early, Quayshon Sapp, and Julian Armella, Michael, sounds like.
Yes, that's correct. Those are the main guys. We've listed that for months about who's enrolling early, who's there. I think it's like 11 early enrollees, if I'm not mistaken. And then with the transfers, there's 10 of them as FSU released that today. So everything's going as kosher, smoothly, as far as the guys there. So that's kind of where we sit. It's good. It's always good to see the official names on there, get the coach to talk about them. Obviously, I can go to War Chant. You can see all the comments that Mike Norvell had about each one of these guys. But just a great haul so far. They're crushing it in the portal. Goes without saying. Obviously, they're not done. They would like to get, certain other positions to finish this off. But it's like I told Aslan last week, it's downhill from here because there's so many major additions that they've added. The linebacker position, the defensive end position, those were the major ones where you wanted to nail those in the early signing period, and FSU did that. And then we'll certainly see what they finish it off with, in the next few weeks here.
Absolutely. All right, man. Let's take our first caller of the day, first caller of the new year here on the program. Oh, look at that. It's a photo finish. And maybe this is a harbinger of new things to come. We got Daryl's first in the queue this time around, Michael. It's Daryl from Thompson, North Carolina. Daryl, good evening to you.
Good evening, Ez. How you doing, Michael? Hope y'all having a good day. Happy New Year to both of y'all. Well, I tell you what, being the first one to make it in, I'm kind of surprised. But anyways, hope y'all having a good day, and I hope all my Seminole brothers and sisters are doing well. I want to ask you about Paul Tyson. Got into the transfer portal. I don't know if we're looking at quarterbacks, but him and Hunter Johnson, I don't know if either one of them or somebody that Florida State might be looking at, and wanted to get your opinion on them too.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Daryl. He's mentioning quarterback Paul Tyson, Alabama quarterback, actually the great grandson, I think, of Bear Bryant. He goes a lot of ties to Alabama. And then the Hunter Johnson, he's another one he mentioned. He's a former five-star that was committed to Clemson, didn't work out there, and then went to Northwestern. Now that's not working out. I don't envision, Daryl, that they'll go after either one of these kids. I think they're kind of looking for either one with a high potential or two, even more importantly, which I think this is most important, what they're looking for is some experience in playing. And I think those are kind of the guys they're kind of looking for, or one that has a connection to the staff that they have seen enough of them that they're sold on them. I don't think either one of these guys would be ones that I think FSU would go after. I haven't heard anything as far as with FSU with either one of those guys. So that's kind of where they sit. I know everyone's kind of waiting to see what quarterback they really pursue. We'll have to see if Carson Beck from Georgia jumps into the portal. That's one I've kind of got my eye on. And then from there, I guess we'll just see, what quarterback they show interest in. Obviously, you got names like Robbie Ashford from Oregon, who FSU had a previous relationship with. He's a baseball player, but also football player. That might be one that they, check out or look into. But as of right now, there's not a one that they're pushing hard for. Only one I've heard the most about was Carson Beck from Georgia. That's really the only one. But besides him, I haven't really heard a lot about a quarterback they're pushing for.
Okay, then I got one more for you. I'm not sure if we're looking for linebackers or not, but have you heard anything about Shane Lee or Jalen Moody that got into the transfer portal out of Alabama?
Right. Yeah, they would like to add another linebacker if he's certainly a productive kind of fits the mantra of what they got from Tatum Bethune. I think if they get somebody like that would jump in there, I think they could do that. I haven't heard anything on Shane Lee. I think Drew Harris is the one from Alabama that I heard there was some contact with. But besides that, I didn't hear how far it went forward or if they were gauging interest or stuff like that. But besides Drew, I haven't really heard anybody else as far as at the linebacker position. But I do know if there's one out there and it jumps out to them, they would certainly jump on it. So even though they do have one, that would certainly that would be a position that they look at, but it has to be a guy that kind of fits what Tatum fits as far as coming in there being a productive experience wise. I think that's what they're kind of looking for if they do decide to go after another linebacker.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Michael. Y'all do a great job, and I sure do appreciate all the content that you put out there on War Chant. And Aslan, you do a great job each and every time you put something up, my friend. And y'all hit that like button and subscribe to WarChant.com. It's the greatest website out there. I bought one for my sister for Christmas, and she's now part of WarChant.com. So y'all get some for your family, and let's support these guys, and let's go Noles, and 2022 is gonna be ACC champs, and we're going all the way. And I done bought into that Kool Aid, brother. 10-win season. Let's go, my man. Let's go Noles, and y'all have a great day. Bye bye.
Let's go. It's Daryl. I mean, let's just keep up this energy. Let's go right back and keep it rolling on the phone lines. We appreciate you, Daryl. Let's go to our dude, G, Gator Kirk, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Gator Kirk, good evening.
Let's go, fellas. 2022. How are you guys doing today?
Fantastic, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. So here's my question. What are the top two position groups remaining for us to fill in the portal? Two that we're most aspiring to getting.
I would say running back and offensive tackle. Those are kind of the places, because I think they want to get another running back because they lost Corbin. Obviously, quarterback is also in there, as Aslan shows some little antics get a quarterback. So I think quarterback is certainly the thing they want to add. They do want to get another quarterback from what I hear. Obviously, I've explained that in detail on the PRB consistently of what kind of I think they're looking for in a quarterback. But I would say running back and offensive tackle, I think they would like to really solidify that. And certainly it goes without saying they would like to get another defensive lineman or linebacker. That's kind of where I think things fit for the final pieces for finishing off this portal class.
All right. Sounds good. I think QB and D-line, D-end, but maybe O-line. But anyway, I appreciate y'all taking my call. People, make sure you support Zaxby's, DeLuna, Horizons, Corner Pocket, Join War Chant, Thumbs Up, buy your bamboo still, go Noles, have a great night.
There we go. All right, I like that. Got me fired up. Listen to Kirk, man, that was awesome.
I'm just going to keep rolling with the phone calls. Let's go right to it, man. It's none other than Wes in the Villages, man. The batting order has been established and reaffirmed. It's back in order. Let's go to the Villages. It is Wes. Wes, good evening to you, man.
Good evening, Aslan. What's going on, Michael?
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, doing well. Yeah, keep it rolling, keep it going. So I got a question. Now that the spring semester started and drop ad has happened, if we get any other transfers, they automatically have to wait until the spring ends to get in, participate, do anything like that? Are they kind of on their own until then, or how does it work on the transfer side if we get anybody else?
I mean it's going to be later. It would be in the later spring area, but I don't know the exact date as far as, you know, when they can actually enroll. But I do know they can't do it now. So if you're going to enroll, it's going to be later. Unless there's somebody that's already enrolled that they're kind of just waiting for them to announce a decision that they've held off. But I don't think that's the case. I think most of them are going to be just in the later spring here.
I got you. And speaking of the transfers, outside of the obvious biggest impact with Jared Verse, right, which transfer are you most excited about or feel that'll make the biggest impact in 2022?
For me, obviously, versus the clear pick for a lot of people. The two guys for me, even though, I mean, versus is the easy pick for a lot of people. But for me, it's Winston Wright and Tatum Bethune. Winston Wright is a guy that just does everything. Special teams, he's going to do a lot. And then he's an extremely good slot receiver. And we know slot receivers touch the ball probably more than anybody in the passing game when you look at how many passes they get. So I think Winston's going to be a major role in this offense. I think that's going to be a major addition that was one of the last guys they got. So for me, it's Wright. And then with Bethune, I think leading tackler for UCF, does a little bit of everything, play outside linebacker, play inside. I think they'll probably use him as outside because that's where they need the most help from what I've seen. And so that'll be give you flexibility where you can move Lundy to his more natural position in middle. So I think those two really stand out the most to me as far as kind of the biggest impact. Even though I think Burse is going to be a monster, those ones just stand out to me about certain positions.
And one last thing on the last few transfer spots, I kind of agree with you. I think it's a toss up between QB, running back, offensive tackle, maybe a defensive end. My question on the running back, Noah Kane from Penn State entered the portal, and it seems to be interest in him. How are you feeling about him?
Yeah, I think there's interest. I think he does also have some interest in FSU. How much? We haven't gotten an indication on that, but I definitely think there's a shot. I think he said his goodbyes today, just about 5 minutes ago, to the Penn State family. So he indeed seems to be planning on leaving. Certainly, he's from the Louisiana area, so I'm pretty confident that Yak has some ties with this kid. So I think certainly FSU will pursue. That's kind of the message I've gotten. I think there's about four or five running backs that I know. I think there's some communication with. We mentioned a couple of them already with Noah Kane, and the Oregon running back Trey Benson is another one. So I think there's like four or five, and I don't think there's a solidified certain guy that is a number one target. Like, there's not a Jared Verse or a Tatum Bethune or Winston Wright in there where they know for sure. I think they're kind of evaluating this and seeing which one's the best and then, you know, figuring it out. I think they would like somebody with size. I don't think they want a guy that's just a smaller all-purpose back. I think they have plenty of those guys. I think Ja'Kai Douglas can do some of that stuff. I think even Winston Wright, you could see them use him as a running back in some ways in this offense. So I think they would like a bigger guy, a guy that's got certainly wiggle, guys that got power that could move the chains and move the Mar markers and certainly add a dimension, maybe at least somewhat of what they lost with Jayshon Corbin, which will be tough because Jayshon was phenomenal. But I think that's kind of what they're looking for. But I think Noah Cain is definitely one that they're interested in, and they're certainly pushing for. Who would be the favorite? I don't know. I mean, I'm sure LSU will probably be involved, I would imagine, and a lot of these other schools in the South. But right now, I haven't gotten a clear indication as far as if there's a clear leader. But I do know, I do feel that FSU is going to pursue.
Excellent. Excellent. All right, guys. Well, Aslan, thanks for taking the call. I'll catch up with you and Corey next week when you do the live show. Get in on that. Michael, be good. Have a good evening. Keep up the good work. Everybody, don't forget to hit that thumbs up. Subscribe to the YouTube channel as well as warchant.com. Eat your Zaxby's, drink your DeLuna, and go Noles.
Thank you, Wes. Appreciate it.
Thanks. That's it. That's the dude. Good. That's the guy. He's the guy in the villages. He's called Wes. Thank you for the call, Wes. We appreciate you, man. Keeping things moving along here on the warchant.com recruiting show with Michael Langston. We do call it a call-in show. We do have callers. We just took a whole bunch of them. We also have all you good folks on YouTube. We appreciate you. You guys.
And the message boards. We're going to take some questions from the message board, too. Aslan's going to go there. Am I?
Yeah.
I'm just saying we're changing it up a little bit.
It's 2022. Everything's on the table, everybody. Everything.
There's only a few, but there's some good ones.
Man, where did a pitmaster? There we go. Chris from Perry asking why we have not heard about Dante Anderson much. He's an early enrollee. It's true, but for whatever reason, I don't know if his LOI didn't come in on signing day, so coach couldn't talk about him. But if you go to warchant.com, you'll see the release. I don't have a Mike Norvell voice, but he says Dante's a great athlete, explosive player, tremendous frame, has a great future in front of him. He and Daniel Lyons were dynamic together in high school. And we are excited that both of them are here with us now. So,
yeah, and that was kind of a weird one because we never got a straight, pure answer. Like, hey, is this kid on scholarship? I was told he's a take. And the fact that he's mentioned in the release says a lot that it seems like they plan to have him on scholarship in some form or fashion, I would imagine, if he's on the release. So, I think the reason you just hadn't heard it is because we didn't know what level of scholarship was going to be, whether it's going to be a gray shirt, a PWO, which I thought was not likely, but I thought he would be in some sort of a scholarship. So, but yeah, this is a guy they worked on all year. Certainly teammates with Daniel Lyons, a guy that's a pretty good edge rusher. Obviously there's technique and there's rawness that you have to figure out and improve, but certainly a guy that they targeted, that if they didn't get Marvin, they were going to, I think, pivot to this position because I think they knew that Dante had high interest in them, and I think they knew there was a good chance. So I think it's good. One of those surprise guys that we didn't have as far as targeting, but we knew that FSU was still talking to him certainly heavily, consistently. But I think it's a nice surprise to add, and then we'll see where development goes from here as I slap my computer.
I would hope, man, that a four-star is on scholarship. That'd be kind of weird if they PWO'd him or, you know.
Yeah, that's why I didn't buy into the PWO. Everyone's talking about PWO. I think other networks were saying, oh, PWO, but I don't think you put PWOs on releases. So yeah, that's just me. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I was always told, and they didn't really elaborate. I was always told that he was going to be a take, and that was the wording they gave me was take. I even asked, I've asked consistently the different FSU people, and that's what they've told me the whole time.
Yeah. So all good right. Ad. Yeah. Good ad. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Michael.
I just say it's good ad. It's good to get just a guy skill set wise that you see, even with that film, that shows you what skill he has in getting after the quarterback. Obviously, there's going to be some technique stuff and rawness you have to, you know, tighten up and hone up on. But I think it's a great ad to have in there that you weren't originally planning on having in FSU because they found out Marvin wasn't coming. Bam, go after another guy and get him in the fold.
All right, well said. You know, we like to crack jokes on the show, but it's not funny anymore. I mean, yeah, he's not on the official signing sheet. I mean, I don't know. I don't think so. But that's based on nothing other than just logic, Richard.
Well, Richard, as I've said it, like I feel like I need to pin a post on Warchan on the PRB about Destin Hill. I should call it the Destin Hill Tracker. You know, just call it that. But as I pointed out a few weeks ago and mostly all these recruiting chats, the expectation is that Destin will be here in the summer. That's what they're telling me. Oh. Am I skeptical as hell? Yeah, because he isn't here yet, and we're almost through two calendar years of recruiting. Now, if he's not here by the summer, I'll be honest, guys, I will continue to ask, but I've kind of moved on in my head if he isn't here by the summer. But that's what I've been told, summer. So am I skeptical? Yes, but that's what I was told, summer.
Michael Nance, not sure if he's related to Jim. Are they going to add anybody in February, Michael?
Yeah, I think they will. I think there's probably going to be one or two, three, between one to three, you know, maybe high school kids. And then obviously they're going to add, I would imagine, some transfers. So, yeah, there's certainly going to be more additions to this, Michael. This isn't the end all of chat of guys they're going to have in this class just because they announced the early ones. Yeah, there's going to be later signing period guys. So, yeah, they will have some guys in there.
Okay. Good to know. Do we know numbers? There's a lot of questions about numbers. I hate asking you about numbers because I know it's such a moving target every single minute of the day of the week. But do we know 7, 8, less, 6? I mean, if I give you the over-under 6.5 scholarships, what do you think they were at?
Well, Mike Norrell said even at the early signing press conference that, yeah, they were going to go over that 32, or they're going to be right at that 32. So they're going to use the new rule of how many they can take as far as total. So how many is really tough to say. I would say, like I said, between one to three high school. And then probably I've listed it like, you know, between 3 to 4, 4 to 5, you know, transfer. So if you add that together, say 5, 8, 8, probably, I would guess. But I can't really give you, Dynasty, how many spots for sure. I don't want to tell you a number and then you hold me to that and then it doesn't matter. But that's kind of what I set, which is, you know, 1 to 3 high school and then 5 probably at the most transfers in the later signing period.
A lot of questions, Michael, about running back. I know Daryl called in and asked about it. Maybe it was Gator Kirk. Maybe it was
Kirk.
Maybe
it was Kirk.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it was Kirk.
Other than Noah Kane, I mean, so pretty much if they are going to bring in a running back, we do think it's going to be through the portal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, right now I think so. I mean, obviously with Javonte Barnes going to Oklahoma, I think that was kind of was Javonte Barnes or bust. I didn't really hear anybody else that they were talking to. I even asked my FSU contacts that would know around that position, and they told me probably going to be the portal if it isn't Barnes. So I mentioned the Trey Benson kid from Oregon, which is kind of a head-scratcher to me. He's a freshman, hasn't done a lot yet. I think he had an injury his first year, and then he played a little bit, scored a touchdown this last past year. But there is a past history at FSU. I think they know this kid. He's from Mississippi. So I'm sure that Marcus Woodson knows him. There's a lot of people on the staff that probably know him and know his game. I mentioned the size. They're kind of looking for guys with size, and this kid fits kind of that. Watch this high school film. Looks pretty good. But it is a risk if you're bringing in a guy that is coming off an injury, as we've gone through with McKenzie Milton. Obviously, this kid's at that level of injury, but this is a guy they've done a lot of research on. I've heard that there's mutual interest in both sides. And if you're into follows, he followed, I think K Camp's following him, which we know K Camp does edits and stuff, but But I do think this is a guy they're intrigued by and interested in. I haven't heard like, oh, this is the guy. But I definitely think there's a history there with the staff that there's something about this kid that they like either from high school or whatnot. But there is some, you know, there's definitely mutual interest there.
All right. Rayshon Farrell, or Farrell maybe. What's up, fellas? Any more receivers we trying to see? Somebody asked about this on the podcast, Michael, so I'll ask you about it too. Did anything change with Devon Mortimer not? I mean, if Devon Mortimer would have signed, do you think they take one less receiver in the portal, or would they have done all this had he shown up, had Travis Hunter showed up?
I think they probably wouldn't have. They'd probably be one less guy, and you wouldn't get Winston Wright, and it actually worked out better because you're getting a guy that's already productive in Winston Wright.
Right,
he's
right.
Already productive. I know I'm not getting too excited. I'm not calling him like
I'm saying, let's not say that we're better off without Travis Hunter. I don't think that.
I didn't say that. I'm talking about Devon Mortimer.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not talking about Hunter. You know, okay. Hunter is obviously a big loss. That's one of the best, I mean, generational player. But I think I was talking mainly about Mortimer, them not landing Mortimer. Yeah, if they had Mortimer, you wonder if they would have, you know, pushed for a guy like Winston Wright. Maybe they would have. But definitely, once they didn't have any in there, I think the original plan was them to take two or three. And then once they didn't get anybody, I think, and the Winston Wright came available because Winston's so productive, I think they wanted to, you know, get that done. And Winston, out of all the receivers, Winston's one position that's, you know, yeah, Micah Pittman can play slot and stuff, but he can also play wide out if you need him to. But Winston was like a pure slot guy for sure. So I think it was a no-brainer. But, yeah, probably be one less, I would say. But, yeah, with no Travis Hunter, I mean, Travis was going to play some offense. Although I think Azare Thomas could actually get some playing time with offense too. So you never know how that's going to work. But I definitely do think it pushed them to take an extra one. Now, are they going to take another receiver, Rayshon? Well, the one guy, if they're going to take another one, it'll be Charles Robinson. We talked about him. He's from Zachary, Louisiana. He's supposed to visit in late January, from what I was told. I've reached out to kind of my FSU contacts, see if that's still the case. Now they have Wright. Are they just done, or are they plan on taking at least one more? I would say they're going to take at least one more. That's kind of my take as far as a high school kid. Taking another portal kid, yeah, that would surprise me some, but I think if they took another high school kid, I could see that happening.
Okay. I couldn't find his profile. I apologize, Michael.
That's okay.
Project Dynasty's back. Chris Parsons is like who, Michael?
Even though he's bigger in size, yeah, you see a lot of, you know, Kyler Murray type stuff in him. He does a lot of stuff that Kyler Murray did, just with running when the play breaks down. He knows how to, I mean, he has got some serious wheels, probably one of the most best runner as far as quarterbacks in a long time that they've recruited. And that seems to be a thing with Norvell. If you look at a lot of these quarterbacks that he's gotten, you know, all of them can run pretty well. We've seen A.J. Duffy in somebody's highlight. He can run. We've seen, obviously, with Parsons, he can go. Jordan Travis, although he didn't recruit him, you know, he can run. And certainly, you know, a lot of these guys can. Now, Tate Rodemaker is the one exception to that because Tate's more of a pro-style guy. But I think that's kind of who Chris reminds me of when I watch him, who's going to be here this weekend, by the way, for visits. So he's visiting this weekend. But, yeah, that's kind of who reminds me of some of his skill. I think he does some of the same skill to what Kyler does. When things break down, he's very dynamic.
All right. Hey, William, if you're a subscriber to warchant.com, you've known the answer to this hours, days ago, possibly, but nonetheless, we take your question. Michael, what's up with Jack Pyburn? Is that his name?
Yes. Yes. Jack is definitely somebody they're looking at. They're going over actually to see Jack tomorrow. don't know what time. But I do know that multiple coaches are going over there. I would assume it's going to be – I definitely know Coach JP is going to be there. And then I assume from what I hear that Adam Fuller will be there since he's the DC. So you'd want, you know, a potential target to go, you know, take a look at him. Certainly a guy they've talked to. They want him. They are, or they, I shouldn't say want him, but they're very intrigued and interested in him. The talking has really picked up ever since, even before signing day. Obviously, FSU is not offered yet. I think the reason for this visit is to really see him, if he looks like what they think he is, what they see on film, and then two, maybe do a workout or something when they go over there. And then this is the time, if they're going to offer, this is the time to do it. And certainly it would mean a lot. I personally think they're going to offer, but we'll see if they actually do it. But this is the time you usually, if you're going to offer, you're going to do it now. And then because you got only a few weekends to get a visit in. So I would think they're going to offer if they're going all the way over there to Jacksonville. I know Jacksonville is only 2 hours away, guys, but the fact that they're taking their time to go over there, spend some time and be around this guy, I think tells you a lot. Now, Jack has a busy day because he's visiting Auburn officially that same day, starting that day, and then he's going to go see Miami, I think, on Sunday. And I was told clearly, if FSU offers, FSU will get an official visit for sure, and that will certainly shift this recruitment. I think from what I hear from people around Jack that Auburn is probably the team that is the biggest competition to FSU. But certainly Miami is very much in the mix there. But I think an offer really is what I'm waiting for and watching. If an offer happens, look out. This is going to be interesting because I do think Jack is highly interested in FSU. That offer would mean a lot. Now, his family did grow up Gator fans, but I've told, like, while they do have our Gator fans growing up, that's not going to shift things one way or the other. Plus, two, right now, the Gators aren't really seem to be pushing really hard. They certainly have an offer, and I haven't heard them coming over there yet to see Jack. So as long as Florida doesn't get involved and FSU offers, I think there's a solid shot of FSU pulling this off. So that's kind of where things stand with Jack and the action of what's going on with his recruitment right now.
Can't believe you. That looks a little bit stronger than three-star tape to me. But interesting. We'll see. So maybe he goes to a couple camps.
To add on that, Aslan, I was told by somebody that whenever the next rankings go out, he's going to get a pretty good bump. That's what I was told. So when the next rankings come out, he won't be a three-star, in my opinion, when the next rankings come out.
Okay. Let's keep it rolling here. We got Carol Palalis. What up, Carol? Another transfer portal defensive end? Both? How about both? What about both? Tight end? We got both? What do we got?
Oh, never heard of that kind of way of questioning. But, yeah, I think if they're one that pops out there that at tight end on offense, they'll certainly take a look at. And certainly, even though it's not a position that they need, if there's a elite guy that jumps out there, let's just say by some ballpark chance that Darnell Washington from Georgia jumps into the portal. Yeah, that's a guy I could see FSU going after. I could see there being interest there at FSU. I'm not saying Darnell will. I'm just pointing out the type of player that they would look for at the tight end position. Are they consistently looking right now? No, they're waiting to see. But if somebody pops in there, your kind of plans adjust to change. So, and then the defensive line, I don't think there's a specific guy like there was with Verse yet. But I think they're waiting for a few guys to see what's out there, and there's not a major push yet for a defensive lineman.
What happened to my guy Mikey Trigg? I think he put his name in the portal, if I'm not mistaken, from Southern Cal. Did that ship sail long ago, or is that maybe somebody they could be like, hey man?
Yeah, I don't see that happening. First of all, there was the issue that why he decommitted. He said it was because of the Marvin Wilson saga thing that happened with Norvell back in the day, seemed to indicate that. I personally don't buy that as the reason why he decommitted, but I do not anticipate FSU having a chance there with Trigg. He is still available, but he is an option out there. I can see a place like Ole Miss, something like that, but I don't anticipate FSU.
Very progressive program they have there in Oxford, Mississippi. Marcus Wright. I don't know. This is your Hornsby?
Yeah, he's talking about Malik Hornsby. I don't know what school he was at. I want to say Illinois. Could be wrong. I don't know.
Arkansas?
He's, Yeah, quarterback. Yeah, Arkansas quarterback, Malik Hornsby. Didn't do a lot of, as far as there are a lot of productions. There's a previous tie with FSU. FSU was recruiting him, you know, fairly hard before all this. Yeah, I mean, there's always a possibility. I have not heard anything as far as interest from the FSU side on Malik. So there isn't any buzz, I guess, with him yet. But I'll ask again, Marcus, but I haven't heard anything with FSU and Malik yet.
I'm going to get crazy here, Michael. I feel like if I can screen a call in the back. We got somebody on the phone line, but their number shows that they're anonymous. So I don't want to take it live.
Let's do it, man.
Too risky. I'm not that quick on the draw. If I had like a dump button, I would do, but I have to like go and drag my cursor and then click some stuff.
Give it a shot. Give it a shot, man. It's a new year.
Yeah. Answer this question. I'll see what I can do, Michael. Nesta Jade Silvera, Miami. Is that a dude? I mean, I don't know. I thought he had some choice words, but you know, maybe he can finesse Gooch it and sell out.
Yeah, I don't think he's the best chemistry culture guy, so probably a no for me there. And I don't really get a perception that FSU's pushing for like a defensive tackle. I think defensive end's kind of what they want, or a linebacker. But I haven't heard either. I know he was a starter, but he's not a guy that I expect a pursuit there. And we know how big Norvell is in their circle of culture, family, brotherhood, all that stuff. You know, there was some situations where, you know, maybe Nesta doesn't fit that, but you know, I don't see anything right there right now with Nesta and FSU.
All right, Michael, we got Keith on the line. Keith, what's up, man?
Hi. So I saw yesterday that Micah Pittman tweeted saying that like we aren't done yet, and I figure it has to do with something about transfer portal. So, like, are there any names to look out for?
Yeah, I mean, it could be anybody. I would imagine it's somebody either at Oregon or somebody he grew up with. I would say probably that if I was picking, I don't know this for sure, but I would say the Trey Benson kid that he mentioned at running back, or that we mentioned at running back, that would be one. Robbie Ashford could be another one, a quarterback at Oregon, but I don't think there's an exact person. I would lean more towards Benson. But I haven't heard for sure for either from the FSU side or around people close to Micah that it's either one of those guys. That's just kind of my gut feeling on Benson, just based on the, you know, people I talk to that around. But right now we don't know for sure. Is there one coming? It sure sounds like it. I don't think Micah would do that much if a guy wasn't coming or looking likely. And then we, you know, there was googly eyes from the, I think Joe Johnson from the graphic department, you know, that does graphics for people. I think he was saying something. Then, so there's definitely something going on. But I think if I was picking, I would pick the Benson kid at running back. That's probably the one he's referencing.
I got to unmute him. I don't know if he could be a wild card. Anything else for us, Keith?
No, that was it. Thank you.
Hey, Keith, you still there, man?
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, man. Sorry I was weird to you. You came in on anonymous. I didn't know if you're going to do something crazy. So I had to be kind of calm with you. We're still friends, though, I hope.
Yeah. All good.
Cool, man. All right, man. Have a good day.
Cool. You too. Bye.
You got to be careful out there. You never know, Michael.
Keith.
You never know. Guy calls in from an anonymous line. You know, I'm just trying to protect the brand over here.
Yeah, sometimes people are working Aslan and they, you know, they have anonymous numbers. Never know.
All right. This person's never called in before, but I'm not even going to screen it. Let's see here. Don't call.
Oh.
Don't be rude. Don't be rude. Who is this? Who? What's your name? Where are you calling us from?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, man. Talking to you.
Hey, what's up, Aslan? This is Tom.
Tom? I know a bunch of Toms. Tom Lang? Yes, not Tom Lang.
Tom Ortner.
Oh, Tommy, Tommy Money, Tommy the Muscle, Tom Ortner, let's go. What's up, Tom?
What's up, guys? What's up? Hey, I'm wondering, when do we have to be under 85?
Oh, man. You got to play GM here, Michael. We got to get an 85 number, man.
I mean, you always have to stay under 85, or you want to get to that probably around coming up on the signing day.
We're at 88 right now, right?
Yeah, yeah, they're above it right now, but I think around, you know, close to the summertime or around closing down this class of you knowing what you're getting, I think around that time is usually when FSU likes to have them where they're at the 85 point. But as I said on numbers all the time with guys, like the numbers always work out. I mean, they have a way of figuring out. The discussions are made with whether guys that are leaving. Certainly, I would think it's going to happen like after the spring, because obviously there's probably going to be attrition from the spring, because they're usually, I mean, some of this always is after spring practice, guys lose battles. Both guys that are looking for new schools and the guys that, you know, certainly at FSU, I think they'll probably look for. So I think there could be some attrition there. And so I think around, you know, late in the spring, I would say that's when you probably want to get it done, Tom.
Now, I'm sure they had their exit interviews and whatnot. How come the people that are the players that are going to be processed, how come they're not in the portal already?
Well, I mean, either they probably don't know what their destination is, or kind of their situation in the spring of where they're going. So there's some that, you know, could still stick around if it works out in the spring, but some, you know, you have to wait and see. But I think a lot of it's too, you got to have a home too if you're going to leave. So I don't think you're just going to put your name in there. Most times kids don't put their name in the portal unless there's, they feel confident there's
tampering.
Yeah, that too, but there's options. So
yeah. What about kicker? Didn't our kicker leave?
Yeah, they one of the kickers left, the walk on Parker.
Roadhouse. Yeah.
Parker left. They did offer a kid who I like a lot from Prattville. They're going to sign a scholarship kicker, but they will sign, I think, a PWO or get a PWO. Colin Rogers out of Prattville, maybe Aslan can pull up some video a little bit. He's a guy that I like a lot. I saw him personally. He has got some serious range as far as one of the most consistent kickers in the Southeast. He's a guy I like a lot. That's kind of the name I've heard if they're going out to kicker is going to be Colin Rogers. So that's one that I've got kind of circled. I'm supposed to talk to Colin soon, but that's really the only one I know. But I think they would like to add a PWO kicker.
Okay. Michael, how many wins are we going to get next year?
I'm going to let Aslan go first.
I said, they got to win 10. If you like Mike Norvell as much as you all like Mike Norvell, if these recruits are as good as all you think they're going to be, how can you not think they're going to win 10 games? That's what I don't. I can't square that up. I know they're last season. How you can be like, oh, this everything is awesome. We'll get 6 wins, 7 maybe. If we're like, no, that's not how life works.
I said 8 last year. I'm going all in. You know, I was really close to the 8. I thought I was pretty close, and then kind of. But I think it's going to be 9, based on the deeds and things they've met. I think obviously having I think it's going to be you'll have somebody, you know, that's not enabled by injury, you know, having an AJ Duffy in there to lean on. If you get another quarterback, I think if they get a good running back production, I think, you know, 9 with all the guys they've added, 9 is, I think, very doable for FSU. So I'm going to go with 9 wins.
All right, Tom, we got to let you go. We got other people in the queue, man. I love you, man.
You guys are awesome. Going off.
Appreciate you, man. Tommy the Muscle, Tom Ortner, y'all. Cedric Baxter, what's up with him, Michael?
Yep, he released the top 7 or 8, and FSU was certainly in there. Grew up an FSU fan, likes FSU a lot. I think they're very much a factor. I think he's going to visit FSU in late January. I'm trying to get the exact date of when he's visiting. But, yeah, 2023 running back, one of the best ones out there, top 100 player. So I think there's a very real chance. He visited back to FSU, I think, for the Miami game. I think he visited around that time. So I think there's definitely a chance that FSU can pull him. I think it's very real. Obviously, there's going to be competition, but I think there's a good shot at getting him.
Okay. Very well. Khalil makes a point. Again, like if we like Trayshawn Ward and we like Lawrence Toafili and they went and got DJ Williams last year, why is running back such a pressing need? Do we no longer believe in those guys?
I think DJ, I'm not so sure on. That's kind of what I'm skeptical. We didn't see a lot of DJ. Toefele, absolutely, you're sold on him. Obviously, there has been some injuries with Toefele and being banged up, so you got to prepare for, you know, guys not being available. Obviously, Trayshon Ward was phenomenal, but, you know, playing Corbin, they played Corbin, Toefele, and Ward a lot. I mean, those were the three guys they played consistently, so with DJ, we don't know. That's kind of a wild card. So when you have wild cards, you have to replace what you lost. So I don't think it's so much a non-belief in those guys. Obviously, Toefele injuries, and then DJ, we don't know. We just haven't seen enough of DJ to play, although he has played some. I think you want to replace what you're losing, and certainly when you lose your top yardage guy in Corbin, you want to replace that and certainly make sure you don't lose so much. So I think certainly that's why running back is such a pressing need when you lose a talent like that.
All right, let's keep it with the backs. Let's go to our guy here, man. We appreciate you, by the way, for throwing some money in the jar, Mike Daniel. He was looking at all the dudes in the portal. What about Jerick Broussard? That's a running back. We've already spoke about Shane Lee, but he threw some money at us, so we can circle back. But Jerick Broussard, what do we know about this young man out of Dallas, Texas, Michael?
Yeah, that's a new one to me. I don't know a lot about Jerick. Obviously, I mentioned this. They kind of want a bigger back. I don't know, getting a 5'9", whatever he is now. He might be 190 now that he's in college. I haven't heard anything about Jerick. I will check on it. I'll put him on my list of guys I can ask. I got three or four that I'm going to ask about today. So appreciate that, Mike. I'll ask about it. And then Shane Lee, we already talked about. I haven't heard anything yet with that as far as linebacker. He's more of an inside linebacker. I think if they add another linebacker, they'd like another, you know, outside. The one thing they need at linebacker is speed. Obviously, Kalen DeLoach, he has that. We know Tatum Bethune has that. So if you could get a third guy that does that, certainly that would give them a lot of secure depth. But I don't think they necessarily need kind of a Mike in there. So I think they're pretty good at that part. But I'll check on Broussard for you. That's all I can promise, Mike. I just haven't heard anything with his name being brought up to me about FSU.
T. Giddy in the house. Let's go, man. As on my
Thomas.
Let's go. Thank you, Thomas. Appreciate you, man. You got your shirt still somewhere around here, I think, don't I? Yeah, man. T. Gids up in your house, everybody. What's up? T. Gids through this. Corey and I got these. FSU Ice Hockey Club. Let's go, man.
Awesome.
Let us go. Drive it.
Hey, but I know it's recruiting, but hey, how about a shout out to the FSU Hoops for the win over Miami? I mean, that's a big one, guys. Just keeping breaking hearts in Miami. I mean, they do that. Just digging the shovel and bury. Obviously, they play him again in a week. But shout out to Leonard Hamilton, Stan Jones, Coach CY, and all that staff. Great job the other night, guys. That was a massive win for the basketball program. I know it hasn't gone as smoothly as they've wanted, and they've got a hole to dig out of. But I think that was a massive win for confidence for those guys. So just want to give a shout out to those guys.
Thanks again, Thomas. Shout out Mark Linder, Five Bones. Namaste, Mark. Pittman, he said, hinted at Burton.
He did?
Oh, that's okay. What he thinks.
I didn't see his name. Obviously, I mean, he's talking about Jermaine Burton from Georgia. Certainly a productive receiver, I feel. That would make it interesting, but I have not heard. Obviously, until he's in the portal, it doesn't matter. But I've heard there's going to be another dump of players from Georgia and Alabama on Friday. That's what I was told. So maybe Burton's in there. Certainly if Burton's in there, Mark, that will be one that I absolutely check on, because I think there's contacts, connections with Burton to this staff, with Yak, Woodson, Kenyatta Watson, we know definitely. Certainly there's connections to this guy with FSU. So that is one I would heavily check on. But until they're – that's why I tell people on our boards – I'm not really going to address too many guys that aren't in the portal yet. Once they're in the portal, I'll plug for you. I'll work for you. I'll push for you. But there's really no sense in talking about guys until they're actually in there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Marius Mims was another one. Offensive lineman, five-star. Obviously, me and Aslan talked about him for a while last year. And he was the guy that – and this is the reason I don't talk about him, is because he was the guy that – I got the impressions from the FSU side. They felt like they had a good shot if he went in. He loved Coach Atkins. There was connections there. Obviously, that changed when Georgia won the title. Things changed after I heard they had a talk with him. But that's why I don't talk about guys before they get in the portal, because when you do, this kind of stuff happens, and it's kind of a pointless it's pointless conversation until they're actually in there. And even sometimes when they're in there, they go back out, like Sean Dollars, like three times, I think, went out of the portal, in, out, in, out. So you have to wait until they're actually in there to actually have a meaningful conversation. So just want to explain that. But, yeah, the Burton kid is one that I will keep an eye on.
All right.
Let us go. Michael Vachon's in the house dropping bombs.
That is a bomb.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Come on, Vachon, let's go.
Ask a question, Vachon. I mean, I know you talk about you're getting 10 wins, and that's good. People want to see that. Aslan's down with that. But give me a question, man. Throw it away. I appreciate it. You're welcome. No problem. That's why, man. I do it. I love this. I love what I do. So I love what I do. I do it for you guys, and this is what you deserve. So, yeah, that's my passion and what I do. So I'm going to keep it going. So phone me a question, my man.
All right, we'll be on the lookout for that. Let's take our last caller of the evening. I should know who this is by now. They've called in 9 times, but I'm going to leave a note in the system so now I'll know next time they call in. Is it Jalen in Colorado? No, that's 808.
Kyle in Colorado.
Kyle in Colorado. It's close, though. Kyle, what's good, man?
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. You guys' expert opinion, was our biggest get a new addition or the retention of someone already on the roster? Oh.
Good point. By the way, Fabian Lovett announces today he's coming back, so that's big. New acquisition or somebody staying? Kenny not taking Jordan. That's a big deal. And that was, yeah. I was a little bit nervous. Well, maybe Kenny, like, Jordan, you want to come to Eugene with me?
He loves Jordan. I think the guys returning are major. I mean, especially Fabian Lovett. That was a major add when you have Robert Cooper and Fabian in there. Obviously, those are big. But for me, it's acquisitions, because Jared Verse is greatly going to impact your pass rush. Tatum Bethune is going to greatly impact your linebackers, the leading tackler for UCF. You get a talented starter in Greedy Vance at defensive back. So for me, it's kind of split almost 50-50 for me, but I would go more towards acquisitions, because you're adding guys that you don't have at weaknesses in your team. You know, linebacker has been a weakness for FSU. Receiver has been a weakness for FSU. You added 4 new guys, especially Winston Wright. I've elaborated on him. He's massive for this team because they are not getting production for these positions. For me, I slightly lean towards acquisitions, because these guys change your program. These guys change what you look like this year. So that's kind of how I'd lean.
That's tough. Because I do think it's Jared Verse. I don't think Jared Verse is going to be as productive as Jermaine Johnson, which is going to be a bummer. But, man, you had to address losing all that production, and we're hoping that's going to fill in some of that. So that was a big deal. I mean, the receivers is also, you know, maybe, again, this might be a season where the offense does finally start clicking. There's no reason it shouldn't. They have an experienced quarterback in play. They went and got all these new wide receivers. They're offensive line is physically ready now. Mike Norvell is going to be calling plays. He's taking complete ownership over this. So if this offense can score 6 more points a game, maybe the defense surrenders only 2 more points a game. Maybe that's the mix to get 9 wins and then win a bowl game, and then you're sitting at 10. So yeah, offense can carry the day, man. Not that the defense did per se, but in terms of expectations – and the amount of resources, I mean, your head coach is offensively minded. Your offense was nowhere near elite or even really very good. The defense, I mean, defense was like, I think they finished like 70th or so, which isn't amazing. But, man, when you're 105 or whatever they were in 2020, that's encouraging.
Yeah, I lean 53-48 for acquisitions for me. Because you can't, you have to take consideration Jamie Robinson coming back, Dylan Gibbons, although we expect him to come back. One thing that people aren't talking about is Thomas Schrader should be back for FSU. He was probably going to be their starter. So you're pretty good at the offensive line with guys you're bringing back. That's why I lean 53-48 acquisition. So I put the 48 so high because 57. You do have.
Michael, that's 101. So I'm 53-48 or 53-47.
I was never good in math, so 53-47. But I just like the acquisitions, I think, change your team. You know, that's the main thing.
All right. Anything else for us, Kyle?
No, sir. Hey, I appreciate it, guys. I love you, Michael, but I'm here for Aslan.
Checks in the mail, man.
That's okay. That's okay.
Kyle in Colorado. All right, man. We're winding things down here. One last shout out, Slyus Carpenter. Come on, man. I mean, you're bringing the party, then bring the party with you, man.
Got 5 minutes. Got 4 minutes. Hit.
Vishal hasn't asked anything either. He just wanted to show up and give us 101 of his hard-earned dollars. Amazing, you people. I mean, I love you all. All right, Michael, what's going to be going on this weekend? I'm sure you and Austin Cox are probably going to be busy at Moore. What's to look forward to over at warchant.com on the PRB?
Yeah, so I will be at Moore. Austin, unfortunately, can't be there. Maybe I can talk Ira into coming out there.
Oh, but, yeah. Give him some time off.
Maybe. Either way, I'll be fine. We're going to cover all these guys visiting. Obviously, if some transfers show up, we'll cover that, whoever shows up this weekend. So mainly I'll be covering what's going on, the visits this weekend on Saturday, mainly Saturday, because that's where all the visits are mostly going to happen. And then after this is over, Austin, I know, is going to transcribe, give you guys kind of a summary of this chat for both people that didn't watch. Are you crazy if you're not watching? But anyway, if you didn't, he's going to give a wrap, obviously address, you know, answer some of the questions and go from there. But that's kind of what's coming up. Obviously, we're still waiting to see who, if Michael Pittman's right, if there is one coming, who it is, waiting on that, and just going to be monitoring the transfer portal and monitoring who's coming Saturday. So that's kind of what I'm going to be doing the next few days, guys.
Sounds good. Thank you to everybody who called in. Thank you to Daryl. Thank you to Wes. Thank you to Gator Kirk. Thanks, everybody, watching. Hit the thumbs up button. That would be awesome. Nearly as awesome as the people that support us, like Rob Rathbun, Mike Daniel, Thomas Giddings, Mark Linder, Slyus Carpenter, William McMillan at the horn, got a little super sticker in there. So let me flash that on the screen. And then Vishal, the big spender of the day. We certainly appreciate it. For Michael, I'm Aslan. Thank you again so much for watching. Hit that thumbs up on the way out and stay connected to warchant.com. Jeff Cameron Show live 1 to 3 p.m. tomorrow. Have a great one, everybody.